This is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Action Heating and Air, Darien Pharmacy, Southern Hardware, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And now, here's your host, Kenny Palmer.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer. The segment of the Buccaneers Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Tony Glazer. Coach, we coming off another tough game Friday night. Another game we had an opportunity to win, but we just couldn't get that big play at the right time, Coach. And, but the kids played hard. They came out. They fought on both sides of the ball. Nothing to be ashamed of, Coach. Now, what's your assessment on the game Friday night, Coach?
My assessment is, you know, coming into it, just, you know, the stuff you hear, I don't think many people other than the people in this building gave us much of a chance to win. You know, I think we were a four-touchdown underdog. And we knew going into it, if we came out, and that's what I tell our guys all week, if we played our game, right, make them beat us. We will give them problems.
Yes.
And we did present them some problems, you know, early on. And like you mentioned, we had opportunities to win the game, and just a few balls didn't go our way. They put a couple balls on the ground we weren't able to get a hold of. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we had, you know, five turnovers on offense. And generally you go into a game and you make that many turnovers, you're probably not going to win. But, you know, one thing I was – happy about is the fact that we minimized our penalties on offense.
Yes.
And I think it allowed us to stay in front of the chains a little bit and move the ball a little bit better than what we had. And, you know, defensively, we had those two blown pass plays. Other than that, they struggled to move the ball on us all night. You know, that team was ranked fifth in the power rankings.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a big-time win for us. It's just, you know, it's hard to believe that that team 6-2 and we're 0-8.
Yes, sir.
That's for sure.
Hey, Coach, but that little quarterback they had, man, he was an athlete. I mean, he's fast. He's elusive. He's hard to tackle, and if you let him get outside on you, he can cause a lot of problems for you. But most overall, Coach, we contained him pretty good there for a while in the ball game.
We did. I mean, we knew going into it he was going to present us a big problem, just the fact that he could throw the ball, he could run the ball, and he was just a playmaker. I mean, anytime you see a team's quarterback playing safety and he's also the back deep guy kick return, that lets you know that you got a special athlete.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought for the most part, when we were able to get lined up, we did a good job containing him. I mean, there was twice – on fourth down, they ran the quarterback sweep play that we did hit him in the backfield.
Yes.
And then a couple other times he did get loose on us a couple times, but a lot of those were just him being an athlete, making guys miss. I mean, I felt like defensively we were in great position all night. We were we weren't out schemed. They didn't push us around. I thought we brought the punch to him. Just, you know, sometimes you get an athlete, he makes special plays for you, and he was able to do that a few times Friday night for them.
Quite a few times that, Coach, they ran that little corner there, and it kind of gave us some problems a few times, but most of all, Coach, I was very impressed with your football team Friday night. They came out a different team, what we looked the week before and what we look on Friday night. And, I mean, they put up their big boy britches on and they step up to the plate and they maintain their own. And like we said, quite a few times the offense, we had great field position and we didn't do nothing with it early in the ball game, Coach.
Exactly. You know, just kind of going back to what you said. I mean, other than, you know, early in the year we struggled and we've really been making a lot of progress up until the Savannah Christian game, and that game, we're just trying to block that out and move forward.
Sure.
Because we had been making great strides, you know, against Brantley, against Savannah Country Day and Claxton. But like you mentioned, you know, had the ball in the plus territory on their side of the field. Goes back to Jenkins County game.
Yes.
Goes back to the Brantley County game.
Yes.
The Country Day game. The game that special teams and defense have gave us an opportunity to win the game.
Yes.
And offensively, we just didn't make enough plays
right
to win the game. Whereas they had the two long pass plays. They made enough plays to win the game. And like I said, we were one big play away from, you know, breaking open. I mean, we had the screen play to Johnny Cummins that would have tied the ball game.
Man.
But, of course, it got called back with a holding call on the 5-yard line, which we ended up having to settle for three because we ran out of time right before half, which we were able to kick a 40-yard field goal, which was nice.
And that was
But I would have much rather have the 7 points.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, sitting up there, watching your offense, watch your guys running the patterns and getting open. Quite a few times, Coach, we missed that pass. It was there, and the quarterback just didn't make it sometime, you know. But being a young guy, Coach, we expected that, you know. But nothing against him, But if we had hit a few of those, we could have moved the stakes and would have been in great field position.
Yeah, we had a kind of a combination of it. We had a couple passes that we did have open, and we even seen some more stuff on film that was open after the fact. And then also a lot of stuff we've seen on Friday night going back on the film, we had some receivers run a lot of wrong routes.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
which at times, still, you know, when you're up in the stands, look like, oh, well, he's open.
Right.
Okay, he's going deep. But then when the play's calling for him to run across the middle,
right,
we're not looking at him.
You're not looking at him.
And, you know, just to kind of give him a little bit of credit, I mean, he did miss some throws, but there are also quite a few times that guys were running the wrong route, which would mess the spacing up. When, you know, when we're running a shallow route across the middle of the field,
right,
and the running back's supposed to get to the flats, and he runs a curl, his guy can cover both guys, which led to one interception. And then, of course, the second interception we had, we throw a slant, and literally their defensive back took it out of our receiver's hand. And then, but, you know, going back to the quarterback play, you know, we got the big turnover.
Yep.
First play of the game, we'd see on film, we had a shot.
Mm.
And Lingle was wide open.
Yeah.
If he puts air on, I mean, it's six all day and every day.
Yes.
But we left it. The one thing he did, we preach every day, you cannot leave the ball inside.
No.
We left it inside. That was a huge momentum killer because a good pass there, it's 7-0 Buccaneers right at the beginning of the game.
And Coach, like you said, we wanted to come out and get that fast start and jump on them and make them play catch-up football. And let me tell you something, Coach. We had them nervous there for a while. The announcer up there was like, this ain't an OA team. We playing here tonight. You know, he was talking back over in the radio. He said, this team is a lot talented than what people give them credit for. And he said, next year, the Buccaneers going to be a team to be reckoned with, Coach. But like I said, you make the guys work. They don't quit. They never give up. They work hard every play. Even you tell them in practice, next man up. You know, Coach? So always that time, but you got to get guys ready to go play.
That's you know, the only thing we can do, you know, this year going with that we're a younger team, guys getting reps, and also just the injuries. We've had to basically next man up all year. And it's kind of one of those things. Well, it's good in the long run because the guys are getting plenty of reps. They're getting more experience to help build towards our thing. So then when some guys come back, then we can give them a little bit of break. But, you know, we're back in that situation this time of the year with the injuries we got. I mean, we're going to be playing a lot of guys both ways Friday night. But then again, looking at film, so is Portal. So at this, it's same way football at its finest. Yes. And this time of the year, the weather's nicer. There's no excuses. Sure.
And, Coach, that's what I was telling the NAS up there in the press box. I said, Coach, most single-A team players are going to go both ways. As simple as that, Lanasse. He was like, well, you know, you got it wrong. I said, Frank, they're going to go both ways. And, Coach, that's just the way. You've been around this thing a long time. The bigger schools don't have to do that, but the little schools got to play their best athletes.
They do, and even, you know, being last year at Liberty and we had 80 players, we still had three kids playing both ways because – they were that good.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, you go into a game and you sleep a lot better knowing, okay, well, I put my best 11 out there or I played my best 15 on defense rotating them in. But if a guy's that good, regardless of what position he plays, you got to find a way to get him on the field. Just going back to Claxton, like I mentioned earlier, their quarterback's a stud.
Sure.
He was returning kicks.
Yes, sir, man.
And playing safety. He's a special talent.
Yes, sir. And, Coach, I've seen it, man. I've been around single-A football a long time, which you has been around Liberty, bigger schools. But for my nephews right on up, man, these guys never came off the field. That number one for Claxton, he never came off the field much. And look at him, you cramp it up, you suck it up and go, Bubba. And little injuries, you're going to get little nicks and bruises during the run of a game, Coach. But the good ones stay on that field and go produce.
Well, exactly. And the good ones don't want to come out.
No.
You know, you go, why am I coming out? Well, just to give you a break. I don't need a break.
Well, that's right.
Even if you can spell them a player too. But like I said, the good ones want the ball. The good ones want to play. They want the game in their hand. And these older guys know that, you know, our four seniors, we got two games left.
Sure.
And they want to play every possible rep they
can. Every one they can get. More to come on the Buccaneers Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy, Coach, with Head Coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Nita Sport Network. I'm Kenny Palmer. This segment brought to you by Summer Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Action Heating and Air. Coach, we're back on the air, and you were just sitting here talking about your defense. Your defense did a hell of a job on Friday night, Coach. When you can hold this talented team, stop them two times on a third and one, or fourth and one, man, that's a great job by your defense. And having Josh Jamison back and still having some of your guys out, it made a big difference on Friday night.
It did. You know, we did a better job of playing assignment football.
Yes.
Of course, having Josh back is a huge lift. You know, his on-field production speak for itself, but just his leadership.
Yes.
He helps get guys lined up. I mean, all summer he's been calling defense. And, you know, you have him doing that. We've been having Miles Wood do it last couple weeks, but now we have two guys doing it, which makes it better. And, you know, defense-wise, I mean, we answered the challenge, which our challenge all week. We got embarrassed by Savannah Christian.
Oh, yeah, man.
Savannah Christian, excuse me. Like I said, it could have been preparation. It could have been we weren't ready. Like I said, one day hurt a short week in that offense. Right. But we seen a very similar offense Friday night.
Joe.
And we did much better with our keys.
Much better.
And it made a difference. Now, we did have a few mistakes, but then again, you know, some of the mistakes led to just their team speed. They were a little bit faster than what we were.
Sure.
But we played hard, and we hit them all night Friday night. That's for sure.
Hey, Coach, you know, and looking at your offensive line there, they did a decent job. You know, not 100%, but some guys did a great job. And like you said, Miles Woods. Man, he opened up some holes for Johnny and guys, and this made it a lot easier for them, you know?
Yeah, our offense line, we went through spells where we moved the ball really well, and other times we wouldn't. And when they come off the ball and they're picking them out, Claxton made it tough, you know, have given us a five-man front, send a six guy every time. But they did a good job for the most part of doing what we asked them to do. And, you know, we had Miles flip over and actually start at wide receiver this week, so he played both ways.
Wow.
And he did a great job blocking. I mean, you can go back and look at film. I mean, he was putting up in there and blocking, and then on Johnny Cummins' touchdown run, he got the seal block that helped Johnny bounce at the corner of that.
Yes.
That's been hurting all year. We haven't been able to make the big plays because we haven't been getting the downfield blocking.
Hey, Coach, let me tell you something. You know, I talk to you every week about this. Man, your special team is phenomenal. They does a great job getting your good field position, and Elijah Ellison ran one back and gave us a big momentum in that ball game, a big swing in that ball game, and had the crowd going crazy, and that was very big, Coach.
Oh, it was a great scheme. It was great blocking, but it was an even better run. The scheme got him to about 50, but after that it was pretty much him making guys miss, and you know, just letting an athlete be an athlete. You know, our special teams, we pride every day. You know, you come out here and watch our practice. We start every practice working special teams hard.
Oh, yeah.
We're trying to. We know in order to get where we want to get, which is to win football games,
right?
We've got to have great special teams, play physical defense, and we've got to be able to run the ball. And I think we're on the way to playing great special teams. I think we're getting to the point where I wouldn't necessarily say we're physical on defense, but I think we're getting there. We're showing signs of it at times. And then at times we can run the football. But that's what we envision this Buccaneer program becoming, is being a hard-hitting physical team that you're going to have to come in here and beat us.
Sure.
We're not going to turn it over. We're going to run right down your throats. We're going to be hard-hitting defensive team that wins a special team game week in and week out. And that's the recipe for success. You ask any college coach.
Oh, yeah.
Special teams.
Coach, I love special team. I love to see. Lots of time the games win on special teams. A missed field goal. And, Coach, you got to take your hat off to your little freshman sophomore kicker. Man, 40 yards. I think that's a Buccaneers' longest field goal in history.
It was a nice shot. And he had some room on it, too.
Yes, he did.
I mean, he came over to me about we were third and 12. And he said, Coach, are you thinking field goal? I said, well, let me see what happens on this play. And we got no yards. I looked at the percentage, fourth and 12. We haven't been having that much success. I said, you know what? Let's go ahead and kick this thing. Because he makes them in practice all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So we said, let's just go ahead and knock it through. And he answered the challenge. He wanted it. We let him go get it. And he kicked it right on through.
You listen to the MTA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, Coach, you know, we've been talking about Claxton. Now, let's get to the game that's coming up on hand here Friday night. You're facing a 1-8. Portal team this coming Friday night. Coach, a win would be huge for the Buccaneers. Just for the morale of the kids, for the program, it would be great. What do the Panthers present to you on Friday night, Coach? What kind of offense do they run?
Offensively, they're going to look just like Claxton. They're going to line up. They're going to run some flex bone and some wing T principles. They'll spread you out a little bit, not too much, but it's waggle, play action. You know, the passes you get, they run a little more option than what Claxton did. Okay. You present the same problem. They have a very mobile quarterback. Again, he flips over and plays safety. And then, you know, just talking about Portal, when they played Claxton, he actually returned two interceptions back for touchdown. From safety. He's a dynamic athlete as well.
Oh, yeah.
So the good thing is this will be the third week that we face that offense.
Sure.
So I'm hoping, you know, the third time's the charm.
They can make that adjustment.
And, you know, defensively, I think that what they want to do plays into what we want them to do.
Good.
As long as we can maintain our keys, maintain our physical effort, show up in Portal Friday night, I think that our defense is going to cause them some problems.
Well, I'm hoping, Coach, we can go there and get physical with them and get a league and make them play from behind and jump on them quick and just, you know, put your big boy britches on, Coach, and dominate the offensive and the defensive line, stay ahead of the sticks. And I believe we'll have a great opportunity, Coach, to come out of there with a victory Friday night.
Yeah, it's like I told our guys, you know, we're playing Portal. We discuss the record, discuss who they lost to. But I told our guys at the same time, guys, they're getting the same conversation with their coach. You're getting an 0-8 Buccaneer team coming in. I told our guys, if I was their coach, what I'm saying, the team's coming in as 0-8.
Right.
They just lost a tough one, two out of three tough ones that they should have won.
Yes, sir.
It's basketball season.
Yes, sir.
Those boys' heads aren't going to be into it.
Yes, sir.
They don't want as much as we do. Our senior night.
Well, yeah.
And I think our guys are going to prove that theory wrong. Well, but, you know, we like to rile them up a little bit. But I know if you're on the Portal when you're thinking, I mean, because like I mentioned before, we play so hard for a team that hasn't won a game.
Man.
We practice so hard for a team that hasn't won a game.
Yes.
I would love to see how we practice and how we played coming off a big win.
Sure, man.
That's for sure.
That would be great, Coach. And, you know, the boys were like, Mr. Kenny, we want this one Friday night. And, you know, they had a good week of practice overall, don't you think, Coach? You know, like I said, we still got some kids out hurt. You know, I hope we could have had the Tyler and his brother back, but unfortunately, they won't be able to go this week, so it gives somebody else opportunity to go play, Coach. But, you know, you got to take what you got, put your big boy britches on, and go scrap them up, and let's go play.
Exactly. You know, that's what we talk about as coaches. You know, we meet on Sundays. We talk personnel along the scheme. We're just – where we're going this week. And
yes.
That's what we – you know, I told those guys Sunday, that's why we rep so many guys, because you never know who's going to go down.
That's
now,
right.
Now, obviously, you have who you want in there.
Yes.
But when stuff goes bad, you got to have other guys ready to play. And I feel like as a staff – my coaches have done a good job this year having the next guy ready to go. I don't feel like we've put anybody in the game that's really hurt us because they didn't know what to do. Now, physically and speed-wise, they may have hurt us just because they weren't ready for that level.
Sure.
But mentally, I think like our guys have been mentally ready to go. They know what to do when they get out there, that's for sure.
And, Coach, you know, I know you didn't want to do that, but, you know, your boys are your staff. Even they had a better week coaching this week. I think you got on everybody's toes after the Savannah Christian game. I believe you were very disappointed in your team performance, your coach's performance, probably yourself too, you know, because head coaches feel bad when their team are let down. Everything reflects right back on the head coach. And I know after the game Friday night, even though we didn't win the game, but your football team paid better, and that had to make you feel good.
Yeah, you know, after the Savannah Christian game, we all had to look in the mirror.
Yes, man.
And, you know, we had to let the kids know exactly what we thought. And as a staff, we talked it out a little bit about what we thought went wrong. And, you know, again, we're not making excuses on the lack of preparation we had. But it came down to it. We weren't ready to play. And as I told you before, the football team's going to carry the personality of the head coach.
Sure.
So, obviously, I didn't have them ready. We weren't mentally ready, so I take that on me, obviously. But we got better last week. I think, you know, you hate to say it's a good thing to get beat like that.
Yes.
But I think it turned out to be a pretty good thing for us, because I think it allowed us to kind of go back and look at some things we've been trying to do and just see that we didn't need to do that. And I think, you know, coming off the back-to-back good games, I think our guys were a little higher than what they need to be going down there to play a good football team who just – you can't make mistakes against.
No.
And we made mistakes, and they found every single one of them.
Yes. We'll be right back to the Buccaneers Coaches Show with Head Coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
In South Georgia, it's hot, and nothing is worse than not having an AC unit. That doesn't cut the mustard. Action Heating and Air is here to help, servicing McIntosh, Glenn, and surrounding counties since 1991. On call for you 24/7, and when it does cool off, Action Heating and Air can get your unit winter ready in a snap. Financing available. Action Heating and Air, 265-3008, online at actionac.com, and let's go Bucks!
Darien Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center on Highway 17 in Darien. Darien Pharmacy accepts most insurances and offers competitive cash prices. Free delivery to McIntosh and Glynn counties. Look for them on Facebook and on their website, DarienRx.com. Open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Give them a call, 912-437-3784. And let's go Bucks!
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coach Show with head coach Tony Glitho on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer. This segment is brought to you by Darien RX. Coach, we was just sitting there and talking about, you know, next year, but we want to finish off this year strong, Coach. We want to get a win against Portal, and then if we have to travel that week after, whatever we have to do, Coach, we want to finish up the year strong, maybe get nobody hurried and get a win on one of these two football games and just give the jump start to getting the kids ready to go next year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our mentality is, you know, last week we pretty much ended any chance of the playoffs. We still would have been outside shot. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we had told our guys that, you know, if we were able to beat Claxton,
right,
to get the points we would have got from them being ranked fifth, we would have had a chance to be in the ballpark.
Right.
But pretty much after last week, we're officially out.
Right.
So you say we told our guys, you guys, look around this room.
Right.
Thing will never be the same. You've got 2 weeks left to play with your brothers in this room.
That's right.
You seniors could only have 2 weeks left to play in football.
And they're
so we're going to enjoy the best of it. But it's like I told them, nothing's changed with what we've been doing. We're going to practice the same exact way,
right,
the same intensity.
Right.
The practice schedule is going to stay the same because our priority is the same.
Yes.
We're trying to come out there Friday night.
Yes.
And get a victory.
Yes.
We want to end the year with two straight wins. That is our goal, that we're trying to get these seniors out on a high note.
Yes.
That's for sure.
And Coach, like you said, when you hit that field, get that helmet on, scrap them up. I don't care if it's, you know, two more games left in the season. Let's carry this thing over and get good working habits, you know. Let's don't get scraggly, get lazy. Stay on your coaches. Make sure everybody doing your job. Stay on the kids. Make sure they're hustling. Because, Coach, if you're fumbling in practice, you're going to fumble in the game. What you do in practice is going to carry over to the game. If you have a good week of practice, 90%, sometimes you're going to have a good game that next week. You're going to play hard. But if your partner is lagging and dragging and no effort, no enthusiasm, it's going to carry over, Coach. You've been around this game probably longer than I have, and you know what it takes.
Yeah, it takes great practices to perform on Friday night. I mean, as you look at the Savannah Christian,
yes,
we didn't have the preparation time or the practice time we needed. And it wasn't even the day we practiced, it wasn't that good because everybody was thinking about the storm coming.
Sure.
And it shows.
Sure.
Now, the best chance you have is to go out there and have, like I tell my guys all every week, give me 3 good days.
Yes.
And it will set us up for the Now, we can't guarantee when, you never can, but it will set us up for an opportunity to win.
Yes.
And today was day 2.
Right.
I told them we need to come back tomorrow and have a better day to make day 3.
Right.
To give us a chance to go down to Portal on Friday, go down there, and, you know, for these seniors, this could be their last road game. It could be the last time on the bus with their guys.
Sure.
It's last time to put on that Buccaneer white uniform. You never know. Or, again, you know, we win this game, we come back home. These seniors could be playing to play another home game next week.
We could play. If we win this game Friday night, there's a possibility
we could be home next week.
Wow.
So we got a lot of stuff going on. That, you know, like I said, if anything else, if I told the guys, if you're mentally done, what you shouldn't be is football.
Right, no.
Look at your seniors who are here every day busting tails. Do it for them.
Right, right.
Do it for the name on the front of the jersey.
Yes, sir,
and do it for the 3 seniors that are that room with you.
And Coach, your 3 seniors, man, they're class act, good guys. Johnny Cummins worked his butt off all year, Coach. He's a good kid. Nick Carter. What's the other senior?
Jacob Lingle.
Jacob Lingle. You know, these guys give you all they had every ball game, Coach. And that's all you can ask for of a kid, man. Give me all you got. Work hard for me. And when they do that, like you said, the rest of the team would follow that leader act of that senior. And I hope these guys could go out hard and go play hard Friday night with these 3 seniors and try to get a win. And that would be great for these 3 seniors.
It would be great because they deserve it. They put the work in to, you know, to fill with that victory. It feels like I'm hoping that we can, like I said, go down there and play Buccaneer football the way we want to and come out victorious.
And Coach, you know, I don't think – did we play Portal last year?
Yeah, we did.
Portal came in and beat us at home last year, Coach, on our field. Yeah, they came in, McIntosh County, beat us on our field last year. We had an 0-10 season last year, Coach, and that's the first time Portal had ever beat McIntosh Academy in school history. But all these teams are getting better, Coach.
They are getting better.
I'm going to tell you something, Coach. Every team go through a rebuilding year, and I don't care who you are, how great your team are, you have to be ready to play every week. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, Coach, like I said, we're going to talk about Claxton, and we're going to sum this thing up. But now, Coach, I feel like if we play Portal against, like we play it against Claxton, Jenkins, Bradley, I feel, Coach, we can do enough to get a win Friday night. If those guys work this hard this Friday, we're going to come out of Portal with a win this Friday night, Coach.
If we can bring that same intensity we brought those games, and, you know, we just have to avoid the penalties. You know,
yes.
The Claxton game, the penalties really didn't hurt us as bad other than the one touchdown called back. But it was just the turnovers.
Turnovers.
Whereas the Country Day game, the penalties killed us.
Yes.
Jenkins County, penalties.
Killed us.
Brantley, there's penalties all night.
All night long.
We've got to avoid those to give us a chance to win. I feel like if we do that and we play Buccaneer football, we follow the game plans that are in, I feel like – we have a great chance to go down there and you know, come back happy Friday.
And, Coach, you know, and anytime you go into an opponent's stadium, you got to work harder and when you're away from home because their fans going to be behind them. You know, we probably won't get a lot of people to travel up there Friday night. It's going to be you, your coaches, and your football team and the few fans that come. So y'all going to have to generate your own enthusiasm. Even when you're home, the fan give you a little boost, too, to play harder. And when you score, you get, hey, come on, boys. And Lanassa did a good job over the mic with the defense and trying to pump the boys up to get them to play. And it's that home cooking is always special. So you know when you get on the road, the officials going to be a little tougher, but you can't worry about this stuff, Coach. You just got to play good, sound football, eliminate the penalties, make every possession like it's your last possession, try to control the time of possession in the game, and Coach, anything can happen.
Exactly. You know, you got to win the matchups within the game.
You've
got to win series. For us, it's really series by series. We're Jekyll and Hyde. We look really good one series.
Yes.
Really bad the next series. We've got to find the consistency. And once we get where we can find that consistency, I think we can start putting some drives together offensively. Defensively, like I said, we fit up 10 plays in a row, had them second 17, then let a guy get loose in the end zone. We had two guys in the vicinity, but nobody got to the ball.
Nobody made it.
And from the sideline, as soon as that ball was out, I'm thinking interception.
Right.
But they were in position, but they didn't make the play. In order to win on Friday night, to beat Portal, we're going to have to make plays when they present itself with you.
Yes.
If Portal puts the ball on the ground like Claxton did, we've got to pick it up.
Coach, we got to pick it up. Like you said, anytime you get that opportunity to get a turnover, make a big play, if we could scoop and score, pick off one and run it back, all that helping our chances to win this ball game Friday night. But we don't need to keep continually jumping offside, get behind the sticks, not making the play. Can they guys get behind us? You know, safety got to be there. Everybody got to play your position. Don't get out of position. Stay where you're supposed to stay. Take care of your spot and let everybody take care and the rest will take care of itself, Coach.
Exactly. Just do your job.
Right.
Trust your keys
right.
And win the turnover game, and that's all you can ask. Give yourself a chance to win the game. If you lose a turnover game, you lose a middle game, well, then you're more likely you're going to lose the game. So let's hope that's not the case.
Well, Coach, you know, it's been another Tuesday, another coaching show. And, Tony, I'm hoping next week we'll be talking about a W. Well, thank you for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Show with Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer, and we're signing off.